Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Here we go. This is the Charlie Brown song, which I always love. I can just see the snowflakes in the background.
It's called Linus and Lucy.
I was thinking of the other song, though, in my mind.
Okay.
It's like the kids are singing and they're like high-pitched.
Christmas time is here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's the other one.
Yes. We can play that later.
There's no wrong occasion to play the Charlie Brown song, honestly.
That's true.
This is fantastic. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Merry Christmas to you. It's Christmas Eve. One more day until your kids get to see how spoiled they are. Joining us now is a political commentator, is Connor Vasile. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we learned of some of the sentences that President Biden would be commuting, 37 of 40 inmates on federal death row. Some, well, I would say most, if not all, very questionable. I look at a story like that and think to myself, well, they were looked at by a jury of their peers. They were found guilty. They determined that the maximum sentence, which is the death penalty, is warranted because their crimes were so heinous. And then you have the president of the United States saying, I think we're going to reverse that. It's a lot of people upset, considering there are still victims of these crimes and family members who now look at this and say, you know, what justice is served if this most heinous crime wasn't, followed through to the way the courts deemed appropriate. So what's your thoughts on this commuting of sentences?
Well, Ryan, I think it's important to note that when we look at this, we have to take in mind that this isn't Biden making these decisions, right? It's just his administration, it's just his staff, it's the people who are basically in this last month or so telling him what to do. But that being said, this is still a huge disappointment, especially for the families of those victims. I mean, he says that he cannot stand by in good conscience and watch as the next administration comes in and start considering the original penalties. So he took this stance in order to basically resist any, you know, movement that's going to happen in the next administration. But that being said, it isn't even consistent when it comes to his position. He wants to do a moratorium, right, on death penalties. Then in his presidential power, why didn't he commute all of them, you know, based off of principle? But at the end of the day, this isn't about principle. This is just about saying, look, I'm going to do whatever I can in these last moments because I can.
That's a fantastic point. If it was about the principle of it, then there wouldn't be any left on death row. But there are still the 40. And I guess that number is, you know, I don't know what I would guess the number. If someone were to come up to me and say, guess how many inmates are on death row, federal death row, in, I don't know if I would have guessed 40. I probably would have guessed higher number than that. But you're looking at this and saying, this probably isn't even Joe Biden to begin with. This is special interest that may have influenced him to do this, or maybe have greased the wheels a little bit to do this.
Definitely. I mean, we saw in just in the past 2 years, let alone four, that this man isn't driving the bus, so to speak, right? You have handlers, you have lobbyists, you have staffers, you have all these other people doing this. This is just, from his point of view, just a PR stunt, I would say. And this actually highlights, in my opinion, greater problem we're seeing with politicians and the Democrat Party at large, where they would put special interests, they would put their own political preferences over the health, well-being, and safety of American citizens. I mean, he says in this very two-dimensional, very short message, oh, I condemn these murderers, I grieve for the victims of these acts. Like, well, you basically commuted sentences for people who killed children, who kidnapped, who violated, who assaulted innocents. And you're just going about and saying, well, we are not going to let the rule of law stand. We're just going to commute them because I simply can.
Do you find it contradictory too, because he comes out there and I think people point out that he is a devout Catholic. But he also doesn't stand for right to life. So do you find some contradictory messaging when it comes to his morals in that standpoint?
Well, I'll definitely take with a grain of salt anything a politician says, especially when it comes to religion. You know, they can say they're all different kinds of things, but I'll just look at their actions. So this man is, in my opinion, far from any sort of devout believer.
Yeah. When you're, let's say, a Joe Biden and you're in the office and you think about the type of legacy that may be left behind, you think that maybe that was part of what he was thinking about? He's like, well, you know, I got nothing left at this point. I've given everything in service to this country. So why not be considered as the compassionate one? Like he's, for example, you know, wanting to get into good favors with the Pope. So do you think this is his what he may look at as his Hail Mary into his faith?
Well, I think in Joe Biden's mind, he thinks he's done everything right and perfectly since day one when he started politics over 50 years ago. So I think in his mind, he thinks he's the angel, right? But for people who still live on planet Earth, this is definitely a way, I think, his administration at large is to just, you know, tie it up with a bow. But that being said, we're just seeing what they've been doing for the past 4 years, 8 years, et cetera, depending on whatever position they're keeping. They are putting American citizens last. I mean, he would rather commute these death sentences than provide more aid to all the states that suffered hurricane damage, places which are still suffering. But no, we're not talking about that anymore, right?
Yeah. Political commentator Connor Vasile. By the way, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
Thanks, sir. You can look me up online on Twitter, X, at Connor_Vasile. That's V as in Victor. You can also find my books on Amazon, The State Knows Best, and I'm Joe Biden.
You have a book called I'm Joe Biden?
Yes. <That's> It's wonderful. We love them.
I love it. All right. So here's some other questions. And I'll say this out of, I didn't research this ahead of time, and I probably should have. He's been missing in action. Where is he signing these anyway? Mm-hmm. And do we know he's the one signing them, these actions?
Well, as far as his press secretary is saying, he is. So I see no reason why not to believe her, right? They're very transparent individuals. Sarcasm aside.
Why would they lie to us?
Exactly. They have our good intentions in mind, right? But, yeah, he's probably, you know, vacationing. Maybe it's too cold now for a beach, but he's somewhere, you know, he's relaxing. He's probably signing them at his home in Delaware. But, yeah, this is it. You know, it's they're on their last legs. They're trying to salvage as much as they can before Trump comes into power next month. But at this point in time, you know, the media is still on their side. You might have some outrage, you know, from regular Americans and people like us commentating on this. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, if we do not have a culture shift and people actually starting to respect the rule of law, unfortunately, this thing will keep going and will be unquestioned by the vast majority of people. But hopefully that will change.
Can I just give you totally unfounded conspiracy thoughts for a moment, and you can tell me how far off I am? I believe that the press secretary said before Biden leaves office, he's going to take a trip to Italy with his family. That's where, you know, the Pope is. Again, I go back. I think he's trying to make amends, not necessarily last rites, but I think he's like, I've done some bad things in my life. I think he's like almost saying he's trying to get in good favor with the Catholic Church as if that's going to help him get into heaven. I feel like he's in that stand in his life right now, and he's doing everything he can because he's afraid he didn't do enough when he was alive. I feel like this is the last stand for a man that's afraid where he's going in the afterlife.
Hey, that's a potential outcome. You know, at this point in time, we really have no clue what the man is thinking. I don't think he knows what he's thinking half the time, but, you know,
no.
He's to each their own, right?
Yeah. So let's say you were one of these family members who had a loved one or a child that was victimized by one of these people that now get to live the rest of their life. I'll tell you what I would be afraid of. I would be afraid of, well, if they're going to commute his death penalty, this person, then who's to say they're not going to review the parole laws and this person's going to be out on the street? Because that's the type of radical thinking that these type of people have, that it's inhumane to allow them to stay in prison for the rest of their life. So we should let them out. I that's what I would be afraid would be happening. The person that did something terrible to me and my family would be getting out on the street sometime in the future. Is that unfounded?
No, that's exactly right, Ryan. We actually see this, you know, it goes back much further back than just this, but around 2015, 2016, you know, when the social justice movement started ramping up its wheels a little bit more and becoming more popular in the social consciousness, people like organizations like BLM and the sort, you're seeing a lot of criminal justice reform, as they like to call it. And I mentioned this, I studied this in my book, The State Knows Best, where basically you have the bureaucratization of law enforcement and the rule of law, where people have been utterly victimized, right? Like these families of these murderers who brutally harmed and murdered their family members and loved ones. They're just put on the wayside. They're completely ignored by not only politicians, but the law itself. So if I were one of these family members, I would be not only completely devastated, but I would feel just absolutely hopeless that despite going through a trial, despite convicting, finding these individuals guilty, and being sentenced, to just have at a flick of a wrist and a wave of a pen, just, oh, we're going to absolve you of all that, is completely just unspeakable, in my opinion. So I think Americans need to start waking up and realizing that the government is not here to protect you and to look after you. Okay. Mm-hmm. The government is here just to enforce the laws. That's it.
Yeah.
They cannot protect you in the moment if a crime happens or if you're in harm. So we have to protect ourselves. We need to be resilient and remember that we are the only ones that can truly protect ourselves, not some government.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those realizations, and it's really hard to put yourself into one of these parents' shoes when your kid was the victim of a heinous crime and you believe that justice was served. It's Christmas morning and you left that kid's room untouched and you're thinking about the presents you wanted to get that kid that's no longer here. And then right before Christmas, the president of the United States says, I'm going to side with the person that killed your child. I just cannot imagine it. One more time, if people wanted to find you online, Connor, where can they go?
You find me online on Twitter. That's at Connor_Vasile, V as in Victor. You can also find my books on Amazon.
Perfect. Political commentator Connor Vasile, thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis this morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Get more at 971talk.com.